T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, we're glad you're back here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. If you got here with the podcast or the Odyssey app, however you got here on the radio, we do appreciate you. Thank you for that. By the way, if you are on the website, 971talk.com, just a quick reminder, we have now rolled out the webpage for the Morning Show Spring Bourbon Fling for the Mark Cox Morning Show, which we did this last year. It was a huge success. It sold out pretty quickly. So if you'd like to come, go get your tickets now. It is Thursday, April 18th at the Clayton Wine House. We're looking forward to it. Our friends from Lore Wine and Spirits are bringing in some of their top bourbons and even wine. So if you're not a bourbon drinker, it's there for you. You can get all your details and a link to buy tickets at 971talk.com. Kim and I both will be there that
yes,
night.
Yes, because I'm a wine fan.
And we're looking forward to it. And that was a great time last year, too. By the way, there'll be light appetizers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, the 18th of April, we got that coming up. We're looking forward to it. In just a few minutes, we're going to give away some tickets to ELO, by the way. And you'll have a chance next week, probably next week, maybe the week after, to win tickets to the Spring Bourbon Fling. We'll be giving some of those away in the next week or two. So stay tuned for that. We're following the situation in Baltimore. Still nothing new at this hour. They've detected vehicles in the water. They think there are as many as 7 people still missing. This is a recovery effort at this point. I mean, it happened now 8 hours ago, St. Louis time. So the water's less than 50 degrees. Nobody in the water could have survived it for that long, but they are looking at recovery efforts now. They still don't know how many people are missing for sure. They know 2 people have been pulled out of the water early on. One of them is in critical condition from what we're being told. So if we get any more details this hour or see a news conference, which I understand they're planning to have another one here sometime in this 8 o'clock hour, Central Time, we will take you to that, I promise. First, Carl, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Here's a breakdown of that nearly $500 million. Right now, about 54% of that has been programmed for 223 projects.
Hey, you get $1,000 and you get $1,000. All of that federal ARPA money, much of it is still sitting in the bank in the city of St. Louis. Almost $500 million total, ready to be given away. All you have to do is ask, and none of it is going to the police. Imagine that.
Sadly, it's for the same reason why you can condemn terror attacks in Russia and Iran, but not in Israel.
Yeah, the UN took a vote yesterday calling for an immediate ceasefire in Israel and refused to condemn the terrorist involved in attacking Israel. Can you believe it? And the U.S. didn't vote.
Number one, it's a non-binding resolution, so there's no impact at all on Israel and Israel's ability to continue to go after Hamas.
Yeah, it's a non-binding resolution. So why have you never allowed that to happen before, John Kirby? It's because you agree with the crazies on the UN Security Council.
Gay law. Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another.
Oh, so I get it. That is a Dr. Jill Biden, in case you didn't recognize the lovely dulcetones there. And she is lecturing people on the fact that in America we are headed to Nazism if Donald Trump gets elected. That's basically what she announced yesterday. She wants you to know that we're marching down the path to losing our democracy if that evil Donald Trump gets back in office. He would restrict gay rights. Did you know that's the first rights they restricted in Nazi Germany before it was all over and they attacked the Jews? Did you know that? Which is historically not true. But she is a doctor. That community college PhD is bearing well for her these days. As she clearly did, it's not in history, I'm assuming. I wanted you to listen to the whole bite. She's trying to stir up the base of the Democratic Party for the election. I get what she's doing. But I've got an entire montage here of people on the left in 2016 throughout his presidency and again leading up to 2020 comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Why? I have no idea. His grandkids are Jewish. His daughter became a Jew and she married a Jewish man. And he's been the strongest supporter of Israel in the world. And now you've got an administration that's clearly not, but it must be Donald Trump that's dragging us toward Nazism. It's the most amazing thing in the world how the left twists these things. But I wanted you to hear it from Dr. Jill.
History teaches us that democracies don't disappear overnight. They disappear slowly, subtly, silently. A book ban, a court decision, a don't say gay law. Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another. Until one morning you wake up and you no longer live in a democracy.
Except that the president of the United States is jailing his political opponent.
Yeah. Well, no.
His DOJ. Okay.
Justice.
But we know that the DOJ is buddy-buddy with Biden.
Well, absolutely. And Phony Willis down in Georgia met with the DOJ before she filed all these charges. She met with the fake J6 committee before she filed all these charges. The fix has been in from day one. They tried to get him impeached. They failed at that. They wanted him run over the rails because of January 6th. They failed with that. They tried fake Russian collusion. They failed with that. And now they've decided they're going to somehow jail him, all to keep him from getting reelected. What is the threat that man poses to all of the crazies on the left? He's Orange Man Bad. That's all they can come up with. Is Orange Man Bad?
He should stop tanning, though.
The American people can see what's going on here, and I think that they're angry about it. The more this stuff that comes down, tanning bed or not, the more people are going to stand up and say, you know, that's wrong. Because Donald Trump could have done that to his political enemies when he got into office, but he didn't.
Right.
Hillary Clinton's still walking around drawing breath. That's the best example of it.
Yeah. No,
she's not
in
an orange jumpsuit. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm just saying that's what's going on here. All right. Coming up, by the way, we had a guest on earlier, Linda McMahon, talking about how important local elections are. There is an election 1 week from today that I want you to focus on first. and that is local school boards. You can go to my voter guide. You can look at who's on there, see if your district is listed. There were not good options in all districts, but it's important that we get some common sense back on these local school boards. We're going to talk to a candidate from the Melville School Board coming up next. Right now, we want to give away some ELO tickets. Carl's reminding me that's why the music is playing. How about that? How about caller number 8 to 314-241-9797 gets a pair of tickets to ELO. That's coming up September 6th at the Enterprise Center. In fact, tickets are already on sale. We'll be giving them away every day this week. Good luck to you. Caller number 8 wins a pair. All right, welcome back. I always direct people to the website, 971talk.com. One of the first things you'll see that pops up there is the Mark Cox Morning Show, the voter guide for 2024, which includes all of my picks for local school boards. And if you notice, the Post even did a story on this the other day. They didn't put a link to my voter guide. But they did mention the fact that we'd put one together, and they pointed out that there are fewer candidates this year. Well, there are fewer candidates on my voter guide because there were fewer candidates that I thought fit the mold of what we need on these school boards. That is, parents who are willing to stand up and ask hard questions about what's going on in our schools. And one place where I've made a selection this year is in the Melville School District. Bob Mahaycheck, we had him on the other day. I've got Jim Simakaitis on the phone right now, also a candidate for the Melville District. And Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me a little bit of time this morning. Give people a little bit of your background. You are a veteran, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm a 28-year Air Force veteran. I retired back a few years ago. Before that, I worked in heavy construction. I was in a construction union here in St. Louis. And before that, I worked in a bank and various other jobs. And after the Air Force, I started a small business where I flipped houses. And since that time, that became too expensive. So I'm just doing volunteer work mostly.
Well, good for you. I know that test scores are a big issue for you, as well as the property tax rate. Let's start with test scores. What do you think's been impacting those, and what can you do in Melville to turn it around?
That's right. Yes, Melville is really no different from a lot of other schools around the region, but I think we could probably be a little bit more in dire straits here. Math scores, as far as our graduating high school seniors, less than 40% of our graduating high school seniors are proficient in math. Less than 40% of our kids are proficient in English language arts, and around 45% are only proficient in science. So, yeah, that shows that there's been a real problem. And it's not just from COVID a couple of years ago. It seems like this has been going on for the past 6 or 8 years. Our current school board, our incumbents, seem to think that there's really no sense of urgency here. They want to just continue maintaining things the way they are. You know, I would like to be able to be part of a board that we can turn things around. And it can happen. It's not going to be easy or quick. But we're probably going to face a lot of resistance on this. But we got some ideas on this. I want to focus more really on literacy. I think that's the foundation of all other fields of study. Special focus on K-3, actually. You've got to have grade level proficiency for our kids at the end of third grade, or else they're going to just fall further and further behind.
Sure.
Also, not so much of an emphasis on street English, slang, or tech shorthand. We need to have less emphasis on tech and more emphasis on developing our kids' brains. Also, we got to watch out for the use of AI. I'm not even sure how much of that is even being used yet in school, but I have a feeling that it's more and more, it's going to be more and more prevalent.
Jim, this is Kim. Do you have any concerns about the curriculum for the students?
Yes, I do. Well, just looking at the scores, I just talked about the high school scores, but, you know, with our grade school kids as well, and especially for the kids receiving free and reduced lunches, the numbers are even a lot lower. I'm kind of wondering how these things are being taught. I'm part of a tutoring program that's not affiliated with the district. We go to a low-income apartment complex and do it twice a week after school. And a lot of these kids, they don't have any idea how to break down a word into syllables. They don't even know what syllables are. So that makes me wonder how reading is being taught. I'm kind of thinking that maybe we need to look at going back to a more of a phonics-based education, a reading instruction system. That's kind of how we learned back in the olden days, and it seemed like it worked okay for us. I also want to look at maybe reintroducing cursive writing back into the curriculum. I don't know if you all know this, but this has kind of disappeared lately. Cursive really, besides showing good motor skill development, it shows continuity of thought and makes kids pay attention to what they're writing.
Well, maybe they can add it to foreign languages these days because none of the kids understand it. I'm just saying they do need to do that. I would agree completely. Jim Simakaitis, listen, thank you for giving us some time. I'd encourage people to go to our voter guide. There's a link under each candidate's name, and you can go to their website and find out more details on them. Jim, good luck next week.
Thank you so much for having me on once again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jim Simakaitis running down there in the Melville School District. He's on the voter guide. And I'm all for them adding cursive back in.
I can't believe they don't teach it anymore.
It's like giving a kid a standard shift car. They can't drive it. I mean, you ought to understand these things.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying, just to get along. And yeah, I'm all with him on the text messaging and teaching them to write full sentences. That would be a positive thing. Coming up a little later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to talk to our friends at Focus Marines. The gig got a great effort coming up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
I wish that as Republicans, we had a nominee that I could get behind. I certainly can't get behind Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Are you considering being an independent at this point?
Oh, I think I'm very independent-minded.
officially.
I just regret that our party is seemingly becoming a party of Donald Trump.
Loser, loser, loser.
Lisa Murkowski there pulling her best Chris Christie. She's angry. Do you know what they're doing in Alaska? They're going to rescind that stupid voting system they put in up there where it's like voting for the high school king and queen, prom queen. You put multiple votes in and it's just never going to work, right? So that's the reason that Sarah Palin didn't get elected to the House and the reason Republicans lost a Republican House in Alaska. So here's the danger, not Lisa Murkowski switching to independent because that's not going to matter in the Senate. We're going to win the Senate back in November. But between now and November, there is a better than even chance that Hakeem Jeffries will be named Speaker of the House. And why is that dangerous? When the Democrats control the House again, they also currently control the Senate and the White House. You're going to get a bunch more bills pushed through on a straight party line vote because the Democrats know how to whip their members and they'll get them all in line and they'll all vote for stuff that Biden will sign between now and November. It will be a nightmare. They will force through their radical changes to the border that don't fix anything, but just allow more people in illegally and try to grant them amnesty and DACA and erase student loans and maybe stack the Supreme Court. It's going to be a nightmare. Now, if you think I'm blowing that out of proportion, you need to listen to Claudia Tenney. She's currently a member of the House. She's not a huge pro-Trump congresswoman at all, but she's commenting here on Mike Gallagher, who is a member of Congress, who has announced he's not running again. And the fact that he might leave sooner rather than later, which could really screw the Republicans in the House. Listen.
He's got to stay. If he stays early, we can get the special election. It's a very safe Republican seat. Right. We'll add to our majority. We don't have the other special to fill Kevin McCarthy's seat until April 30th. And we were perilous. We could end up being having a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries in the interim here while we're waiting for special elections. First, personally, if you're going to make a commitment to the people that elect you, that you're going to serve for 2 years, unless you have a really good reason not to serve, then why would you do that? And aren't we Team Republican? I hate to be political here because it's a money show, but we're talking about money. We're talking about saving our economy. We're talking about all the things you talk about. Without the Republicans in office, we're going to lose all of these great things that we have as a country, self-governance, free market system. All those things are eroding away from us because we don't have a Republican.
You've got people.
I just think the Republicans need to unify, which is why I do not agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene filing a motion to remove Mike Johnson as Speaker. We saw what happened last time with Kevin McCarthy, how long it took. And we are at a very crucial time leading up to this election. We have to unify as a party. And we look ridiculous, in my opinion. Now, I do understand why a lot of conservatives are frustrated that Trump is their only pick right now, because he does come with a lot of baggage. And I think a lot of candidates at that level do. But I think Trump in particular does. And so he's very polarizing and it creates a lot of distraction. So Trump has my support. But I can resonate with that a little bit. When you see what's going on and how angry people are, it's so messy.
If the House of Representatives, let me just take the Republicans and the House of Representatives, were a marriage, they would be divorced, because a number of those candidates, and I don't blame them a bit, a number of those congresspeople are fed up watching the other spouse take the credit card and max it out three times a day, shopping, drinking, taking vacations, and not worrying about how much money they're spending. And a handful of people are. Now, those are the people that take a lot of the blame. They're the only ones with any principles, in my opinion. And what the problem is, the people on the other side, who are the ones that have been voting for all of these omnibus bills and the spending, are now saying, well, I'll just take my toys and go home. I don't like you anymore, with no regard for what it means for the future of this country in the next 6 months. If Mike Gallagher leaves early, on top of Kevin McCarthy leaving early, on top of us kicking George Santos out up north, where the Democrats stole that seat. It's Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker.
Do you feel confident it would be Hakeem Jeffries? If the Democrats get control of the House, do you think it for sure would be Hakeem Jeffries?
If they can name the first Black Speaker of the House, they absolutely will. That's what it's been about. Nancy Pelosi's already endorsed him because on that side of the... Now, he's the minority speaker, which would make sense that he would become the speaker. He's already their speaker for the minority, so it would make sense that he would become the Speaker of the House. But just to elaborate on my point, I think it's the moderate Republicans, trying to avoid the rhino term there, because they're not all rhinos, but there are some of them who are. They're the ones that have to unify. They've got to come together and say, listen, this is too important. It's the moderate Republicans like Gallagher and Ken Buck and some of these others who are getting ready to screw all of us if they walk away and take their toys and go home. It's not the conservatives. It's not the ones that are for fiscal responsibility that are threatening to quit. No, and leave.
I definitely understand that, and I'm equally as frustrated with the if you want to call them moderates, if you want to call them rhinos, whatever label you want to attach to them, it's very frustrating. But I think ultimately, as a party, as Republicans, we do have to unify. And I don't even like attaching Republican to my name. I'm a conservative. I vote with conservative values. So whatever candidate most closely aligns with that, that's who I'm going to support for that particular election. So I think ultimately we're going to have to compromise on both sides to meet somewhere so that we don't look foolish right now and make some serious mistakes. We've already made mistakes, and we don't want to make more mistakes and lose control of the House leading up to this election. That would be disastrous if they have control of the House and the Senate.
I would agree. At the very least, they need to keep their powder dry until they can take back the Senate and the White House. If we blow it right now, none of that's going to matter because the Democrats can do so much damage between now and November if they control all three houses again. They've got to hold the line on this. If they need to kidnap Mike Gallagher and lock him in an office up there in the Capitol, that's what they need to do. So, something's got to happen with some common sense. It just has to. Keep your powder dry till November 6th. And then hopefully if we can get everybody out to vote, we can take back this country, because that's what has to happen for sure. All right, quick break here. You've heard us talk about the Focus Marines before and all the great work they do. They've got a fundraising event coming up. You're going to want to take part in. We got all that for you coming up next.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Quick reminder, go to 971talk.com. You can find a link to the upcoming Spring Bourbon Fling that we're going to be putting on for the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's April 18th. Get your tickets now. It will be a sellout at the Clayton Wine House. Thanks to our friends at Delore Wine and Spirits for helping us set all that up. Kim and I will be out there. It's going to be fantastic. Now, before all of that, there's another great event you can attend, and that benefits the fantastic people over at Focus Marines. We got Holly Klassner on the phone this morning with Focus Marines. Holly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. Great to get you on here again, and we loved when we were out in Eureka with you guys that time, having a great time and having some breakfast and helping raise money for Focus Marines.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We appreciate all you do for the veteran community.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. Just to remind people what you guys do by helping veterans get together and deal with some of the emotional issues that have either stemmed from their military service or since their military service, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, sometimes these wounds are before, during, or after service. So, you know, a lot of our veterans, when they come from active duty then to their new veteran civilian life, it's a very hard transition. Some, you know, succeed. Some don't. Some dip down later. I think a lot of times you have your mission and your focus when you're in the military. And then when you come home, where's your mission? Where's your focus? And so sometimes that could turn to a downward spiral, and that's where that we step in. So we've been doing this since 2010. We've served over 1,000 veterans, and we help with that transition from active duty to their new veteran civilian life. So really, Focus just gives you the tools and the strategies that the veterans need to live the life they deserve and frankly, that they've earned.
Well, when you hear the numbers of veterans who either don't know about organizations like Focus Marines or they just don't seek help, and we learn that we're losing on average 22 of them a day, I think is the number I've heard. I mean, that just drives home the point. If you know somebody who's a veteran who's struggling, recommend them to an organization like Focus Marines because it can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. So what we do is it's a 7-day program, and you know, you learn these tunes, you learn these strategies, and it's at a private farm in Augusta, Missouri. So it seems like a retreat, but really you are doing a lot of work. But what's nice about focus is it's not a one and done. It's like, oh yeah, here's some stuff, you know, now go have a good life. No, we keep in contact with those veterans. 2 to 3 times a month, we're doing what we call a buddy check or a refocus, which that is like going back over material, because we don't want our veterans to isolate again. We don't want them, you know, going into those dark corners. We want to be there, and, you know, they need accountability, and, yeah. and you know, we want to do that for them. So, yeah, it's not just a one and done. We, you know, we keep up with them. And of course that's, we fly veterans in from all over the United States. And so, again, this is, you know, no cost to the veteran. And that's why we do the fundraising that we do. And,
yeah.
You know, get with people like you, and we really appreciate it.
Let's talk about Mess Night you got coming up Saturday, April 13th at the Sunset Country Club out there off Geyer Road. This looks like a lot of fun. Tell people what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, so it's called Mess Night. What it is a gala. But we call it Mess Night because it's a military tradition. So it's a little bit of military tradition, although civilians are more than welcome. But just lighthearted, fun, kind of getting that family feel. And and then to raise money. So businesses or corporations that would love to be a sponsor, we would love to have you. Also, we're doing silent auction baskets, or just come and have some dinner and a few drinks and listen to, you know, what Focus does.
Yeah, sponsorships are still available. You can go to focusmarines.org to find out more details on that, and let them know. I mean, if you want to buy a table or you just want to buy a seat, you can go out and show them support, and all the money goes to support helping those, what, you say 1,000 veterans since 2010?
Yeah, we've been over 1,000 now, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I hope people will turn out again Saturday, April 13th, 5:30 to 9 at Sunset Country Club. It is Mess Night to benefit Focus Marines. Holly, thank you.
No, thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
Yep, thanks for all you do. We appreciate that. Holly Klassner there with the Focus Marine Foundation. Love what they do.
I remember seeing them when we were at Chicken Ellie's in Eureka, and it is a great foundation, and the work that they've done for the Marines is pretty incredible.
You had to bring up Chicken Ellie's again, and now I'm hungry, because they make some of the best omelets that I've had.
We're always hungry.
Oh, always. The biscuits, it's just delicious. You got to order, if you go in there, order the Chief Greg Brown special. He's got a special that's not even on the menu, but they'll make it for you.
So the amount of times we talk about food, we should just put a montage together.
We should. we're going to do that. We're going to do that. We'll have to put an asterisk.
Have to end the show again with that.
Asterisk.
We'll
asterisk.
See you tomorrow morning at about 5 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.